Okay, let's begin. The Gemara has here on Sadi Zion, I'm an olive. There was a fellow who needed cash. And the Gemara asked the Shiloh, he buy a Luzovin with three Luzuze. He sold a piece of, what did he sell? We have to see. Veloid Starkly Luzuze, and he needed to sell the thing to get cash. Turned out in the end he didn't need the cash. Hadrizvini Olo Hadrizvini. So the Gemara has a Shiloh here. So Rashi says, Zovin Veloid Starkly Luzuze, Macher Sadeu Va'anu Yodin. Shaya chafetz likno sada ploni. O pragmatia plonis bos and bos. So Rashi says, first two things we need to medayik. First of all, the Ritva's medayik here that the fellow did not elucidate explicitly at the time of the sale that he needed to sell this in order to get cash. And if he wasn't able to buy the thing, he would want the sale to be rescinded. He didn't say it explicitly. And that's what the Ritva's medayik. Tosfos here argues on Sadi Zion, I'm out there, Moskva Zovin, and says he did elucidate Bishas the Mecher. So it seems like it's a machloikish Rashi and Tosfos as to whether he actually elucidated or was it Baal Peh. Now it's interesting, the Sefer Ole Yitzchok points out that if you look in Rashi and Kedushin and Mentesim and Beis, by the story of the fellow who sold his Nechassim on the condition of making Aliyah, and he didn't say it explicitly. So Rashi points out if he would say it explicitly, then the sale would be rescinded if he didn't end up making Aliyah. So Rashi there says explicitly that you have to say it over. And here, Rashi says that it was not elucidated. So, what's the difference? So, all the Yitzchak wants to say a beautiful pshat. He wants to say the Gemara here was not poshet the Shaila from Rava. Over there in Kedushin, Rava made his psak that unless you elucidate it, it's Varm Shabalev and it's Varm. But if you elucidate it, then it's considered to be what? It's considered to be, you have to elucidate. If you don't consider it, it's a problem of Varm Shabalev and Varm. So, since the Gemara didn't poshet it from Rava, Rashi understood that you have to say that this case is where he didn't elucidate it. Because if he did elucidate it, Rava already paskined on it in Kedushin. So the fact that our Gemara did not quote Rava, Rashi said that the Shaila here is that you did not elucidate it exactly explicitly. I want to say based on that, maybe we could suggest the Shita Mekubetzes asks on Rashi. The Gemara goes weiter. Tashma who gav the zovin aron l'rapapa d'starchele zuzel l'mizben ture l'sofle d'starchele v'hadre niyale rapapa l'ar v'hadre niyale rapapa l'are. So the Gemara says you have no right rapapa l'fni mishurus adin hu david. So the Shita Mekubetzes here asks on Rashi. He says, what's the Gemara trying to be posted the shadow from the story? Maybe they elucidated it. So I want to say, so that's the Shita Mekubetzes asking Rashi. So maybe we could front for that kash on Rashi and say, no, what we just said, that Rashi Bichlal learned up the whole sugya is that you didn't elucidate it. So Lamaisa, all the stories, Rashi learned up the whole sugya from Aleph to Tav, we're talking about cases where there was no elucidation. So you can't ask me a kasha, oh, how can it be arrived from this story here? Maybe it was elucidated. That's goofy why Rashi learned up the whole Shaila was talking about where you didn't elucidate. Otherwise, we would have been posting a Shaila from Kedushin Daf Nun. So I'm saying, based on that horror of all the Yitzchak and Rashi, you can refer that kasha the Shittim Kubetzes. So that's how Rashi, Lamaisa, learns up the pshat, Lamaisa, in the Gemara. And as I said, Tosfos argues. So, Tosfos lists here three different types of Tanai. Tosfos lists here three types of Tanai. But before we get to the Tosfos, the three types of Tanai, the other Nakuda we need to point out in Rashi is, Rashi identifies what the fellow sold here. Zovin was darkly lezuze, makar sadeu. Rashi says you sold the field. So Rashi says you sold the field. and then you sold the field to get cash to buy either another field or a business. Turned out you didn't buy, you get the money back. Okay. But Rashi says, Klori sold the field. Rashi, in Kiddushin, also on that story of Ahu Gav Dezav Nixi Aras and Lemezik Leritzah Rashi Zakt, he says, L'nechase L'karkoi. Rashi Kiddushin and Mem Tesembe says also Karka. So the Pashtus is that Shittus Rashi, and that's what the Ramah says here in Choshen Mishpat and Simon Reish Zion, that this halacha is limited only to Karka. That if you sell Karka to get quick cash to buy something, and it turns out you can't buy that thing, then the sale is rescinded. We only say that by Karka. We don't say it by Metalpon. Why is that? So the reason for that being is that the svara is that when it comes to metalpon, you know, people, when it comes to karka, people don't sell their home, let's say, if in the event, you know, they say explicitly, people sell metalpon all the time. People don't sell a karka unless there's, you know, a real need for it. And if that need does not apply anymore, then the sale should be rescinded of the karka. But metalpon, people sell all the time. It's not a problem. Plus the fact the Agos HaShri says as follows. The Agos HaShri says on this Rosh and Simon Tess, he says, when you sell metalpon, the fellow who bought it from you becomes a muchzuk. It's going to be that much harder to get rid of it from, to get it away from it. You want to rescind it, you're going to have to bring rayas. By karka, you still remain the muchzuk. So those are two svaras that we could say that were machalik between karka and metalpon, and that's what's quoted in the Ramah. It's interesting. Because a few sugyas ago, we had Shudi the Daini. Even though there's no chiluk in karka and metalpon, also in the Gemara, there's a chiluk that's also quoted in Shulchan Aruch between karka and metalpon. It's interesting, come up with all these cases in Koshin Mishpat where the chiluk in karka and metalpon is not found in the Gemara, but you find it in Rishonim, you find it in Shulchan Aruch. So that's what the diuk is made from. What is the diuk is made from Rashi. And the truth of the matter is that there are two cases. The case, as we said, in Kiddushin is you sell it on the condition of making aliyah. And the other case is our case in our Gemara where you're selling it to buy, let's say, a chefetz yadua. So that chiluk poshup shan rashi between karka and metalpon, the Rosh makes that chiluk in Kiddushin, perek bey simin tadvav, and as I said, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. But if you look in the Tur, in Reish Zayin, the Tur says not that way. The Tur says there is no chiluk between karka and metalpon. And he says, halacha l'maisa, by both, if you make the elucidation, if you make the tanai, or as we're saying, Rashi, you don't have to make the tanai b'feirish, then he says, the macher's batel. And then he quotes Rabbeinu Hananu, who holds like says the same thing as Rashi, that there's a chiluk between karka and metalpon. And the Beis Yosef points out that if you're cholik on the Rabbeinu Hananu, legabe, the halacha of buying something for a chefetz yadua, you're cholik also on the case of aliyah as well. So lechura, whatever you're gonna, if you're not gonna be make a chiluk in karka matatlin, like the tour is not machalik, you're gonna be cholik on. You're gonna say in both cases, the aliyah case and our sugya, there's no difference in karka matatlin. Whereas Rashi Rabbeinu Hananu will make the chiluk by both cases. But the Bach wants to say the following. The Bach says not that way. The Bach says in Choshen Mishpat right there, in Reish Zayin, he wants to say as follows. He wants to say that Rashi will make his chiluk in karka matalkalin in Kiddushin, the Aliyah case. But in our case, there's no distinction between karka matalkalin. What's the svara? The svara is because when a person makes an Aliyah, you don't get rid of your house unless you make an Aliyah. And therefore, there's good reason to be mechalik in karka matalkalin. People stay in their homes all the time and they sell matalkalin. So there's good reason to be mechalik in karka matalkalin vis-a-vis the Aliyah case. But in a situation where you're selling something to buy a chefetz yadua, to get money to buy a chefetz yadua, so l'chura, there should be no difference between karka and metalpon. That's what the Bach wants to say, pshat and Rashi. Rashi will be mechalik the karka metalpon in Kiddushin by the Aliyah case, but by our case, he won't be mechalik. Aye! So zok the Bach, why do you make a diuk in Kiddushin? And here you ignore the diuk in Rashi. Rashi said sadehu by us too as well. So he wants to say a beautiful pshat. He wants to say because the lashon of the Gemara is in Kiddushin was nechase, right? So nechase, everyone knows nechase means property. Both karka metalpon. So Rashi going out of his way davka to say karka, showing you karka davka, not metalpon. In Kiddushin, it's a good diuk. But here, the Gemara didn't say what he sold. So he didn't say what he sold. The Gemara just says stoma, zavin was tarchle lezuze. Doesn't say what he sold. So Rashi's masper, what he sold. What did he sell? So Rashi says karka. Because the story also vaita. The story also is about karka. But it's not a din. He's not saying karka as opposed to metalton. That's the way the Bach wants to say it. Interesting. That was an interesting diuk that you have shot in the what? Shot in the Bach, Lamais and Rashi. But that's a chiluk in karka, metalton, two svaras, why you want to be machalik. Another nekuda I just want to mention before we get to the Taisvis is also the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina are quoted by the Shita Mikubetzis here along with the Rosh also here in Siman Tes makes the diuk. When we talk about rescinding the sale here, and the halacha is that we do rescind the sale, so that's only in a situation where the fellow, you know, can't buy the item. You know, I sold my field to get the cash to buy the car, to buy the business, or buy field X. Let's say the guys won't sell it to me, so it's not my fault. You know, I only sold my original thing to get cash. So then it's rescinded. But let's say I just have a change of mind, and I say, you know what, I'm not interested in buying that thing anymore. Can I demand a rescinding of the sale? So that the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah says, absolutely not. And it's meduyik from the Gemara there in Kedushin. The Gemara says, Ravashi says, there in Kedushin, you boy, solik. Meaning to say that, you know, if the guy wants to make aliyah, lemaisa, and he can make aliyah, we say to him, make aliyah. There's, if it, for something happened out of his control, he can't make aliyah, fine. But if he just changes his mind, that's not acceptable. So that's an important chiluk to mention as well. Halacha lemaisa, what the pshat lemaisa is in the Gemara. And that's the chiluk the Rush makes. Also, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah quoted by the Rush in the pshat in the Gemara. Okay. Now, if we go a little bit weiter, okay, we'll get a little bit weiter now in the Gemara. But let's first get to the Taisus now. Taisus here points out that, as I said, you elucidated it, and he points out there are three levels. You know, we know that there's a concept of mishpatei tanoim. Anytime you want to make a deal and you want to regulate it based on conditions, you have to follow mishpatei tanoim. It's a Mishnah Kedushin on Samach Aleph Amnal. If you put together the different Rishonim, there basically are six conditions, six mishpatei tanoim. One of them, of course, is Tanai Kofel, how Moshe Rabbeinu addressed Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. If they want to conquer and stay, if they want to stay and settle in Eretz Yisrael, they have to come in with the rest of Klal Yisrael and conquer Eretz Yisrael. So number one, you need a Tanai Kofel. Number two, you need Hain Kodem Lelav. Number three, the Tanai has to be Kodem Lemaisa. That's a Machloikis, Rashi Taisus. Usually Tanai Kodem Lemaisa is how you articulate it. The Tanai has to be said before the Maisa. Some Rishonim say Tanai Kodem Lemaisa means the Tanai, it's not a Din and Dibor. But the Poshup shot is that it's a Din and what? It's a Din and Dibor. You could say maybe it's that the Tanai has to be fulfilled before the Maisa, but the Poshup is that it's a Din and Dibor. A fourth condition you have is Tanai has to be Efshel Lekayim. If you can't make a Tanai, you're going to fly over the moon. Right? The fifth Tanai is Tanai B'Dabar Echad, B'Maisa B'Dabar Acher. You can't give a Kaddish woman on Manas that you give her a ring on the condition she returns the ring, because that's Sosa the Maisa. And lastly, the Tanai has to be on, we learned it, on Ayin Dalam Anaf, has to be on a topic that's Efshel B'Shlichas. So it's only the sixth. The Rambam only quotes four of them. We're not going to get into those details, but that's just generally. We have six mishpatei tanoim, and any time you want to do a deal, you have to what? You have to hinge it accordingly. Now, there's a major machlokes in the Rishonim between the Rambam against the Gaonim as to whether this applies only to Inyani Isser, or does it apply even to Divrei Mammon. The Gaonim are quoted, mixes Gaonim by the Rambam. Ram says in Hilchos Ishus, in Perek Vav, Halacha Yadalet. He says in Hilchos Chiyah Matana, in Perek Zion, I think it's Halacha Chav Dalet, that you only need Tanai Kofel and Mestama, or the other Mishpatei Tanai, but at least with Tanai Kofel, or Hein Kodem Lelav, he says, only by Isser. And the Gaon, and Rambam says, what do you mean? The markers, Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, that's Mominus. So you need it by Mominus. And the Ravid says, the Gaonim are right. The Rambam says a lashon. He says ain makar li divrayim. Some lashon similar to that. The Ravid says there's good makar li divrayim, and the Ravid is matzdik. And what's the pshat in the Ravid? He says because a lashon that there was chalukas aretz. So whether Rav Schechter's Shlita said of Hashem the Rav, Zatzal, is that in fact Chalukas Aretz is considered to be an element of Isser. You know, the Ravid might be Lashitos, the Shidvi Kubetzis quotes in Bob Bas or Kufchaf Aleph, that the Ravid writes, for Chalukas Aretz of the Shvatim, you need Urim Vitumen. For Chalukah, for the Mishpachas within each Shavit, Goral is enough. So that's a din and dini momentous. But to require Urim Vitumen, that's a din and Kibush Aretz. That's an element of Isser. That's a mitzvah. So Mameila, the Ravid, that's what the Ravid meant when he said Chalukas Aretz. So Mameila, there is good reason perhaps to limit these requirements to only what? To only to Inyani Isser. But that's a major, kind of like a very important general machlaikis they have by here by Mishpatei Tanoim. So it's interesting that Tosis lays down, you really have to read this Tosis in consonance with the Tosis in Kedushin here on Mem Tesamit Beis. Tosis says there are three levels. Tosis says that in a situation where you have a situation, let's start Lamaisa from the top of the Taisvis, and he says that in our sugya, halacha Lamaisa, where it's clear, you're megala das through just a articulation, but you didn't follow mishpatei tanoim. So then he says beferish, it's good because this is considered to be enough of what, enough of a gilui das, and it doesn't have to be rigidly fit into all the mishpatei tanoim. Then he says there's a second level. The second level is where you have to follow Mishpatei Tanoim, which is not clear at all. You sell all your clothes on making aliyah. What does that have to do with anything? That's not a davar that's ruggle. To sell your clothes on das and making aliyah. So if you want to hinge the deal on the tie, you better follow Mishpatei Tanoim. That's the second level. And then the third level, he points out, is where it's umdu demuchach, that you give all your property to Mr. X, and then you had no kids, you realize your wife is pregnant. Obviously, it's umdu demuchach, you rescind that at all, that you don't need anything. So those are the three levels that Tosis lays down in the Testament base. And it's interesting that he points out, and he says the following over there in Mem Testament base. He says, what's the halacha if you were mefarish about making aliyah? And halacha lamaisa, as long as you're mefarish, it's enough. But he says, what about a Tanai Kafel? What about a Tanai Kafel? This level, basically our Gemara, the same thing as our Gemara. He says, V'chein, quotes the Gemara Kedushin. That first level where it's clear enough, but you need to elucidate, but you don't have to elucidate completely. Why is that good enough? What's with that first level? Why don't you need a Tanai Kafel? Why is there no requirement of a Tanai Kafel? So, Tosfos asked that kasha, and Tosfos says, so the Rashbam says, he quotes, that you only need a Tanai Kafel, he says, by Inyani Isser. Our sugya, and that sugya in Kiddush is Inyani Mominus. So therefore there's no problem. Frek Dakashi says, B'nei Gad of Bnei Reuben comes from where? Is a Dabar Shiva Mammon. Right? That's a Dabar Shiva Mammon, you need that. So we just prep for that Kasha by saying what? By saying that it's Isser. Chalukas Aretz is considered to be Isser. So Lamaisa, when it comes to what? When it comes to Isser, you need Tanai Kafel. But in any moment, it's you don't need. So Mamela, we just front for that Kasha, if you say it like that. But then, Tosfos says, as we said over here, that there are three levels. And he says, Sarek L'chalik. You only need what? You only need the Tanai Kafel when it's really not clear. This is Lashon. The stories that we said later. And then he ends up by saying, so the Peshua points out, but in the case in Kedushin, you didn't elucidate anything. Tosis means if you would elucidate something. Tosis says the same thing by us. Did you notice Tosa says, Hasam Nami Gali Daite? You weren't Gali Daite. You read the Lashon of Tosis by us. Hasam Nami Gali, you look up the Gemara, it wasn't Megal Das. That's why Dvarim should label Olavid Dvarim. Tosis is just talking. If Lu Yitzur, he would have elucidated, it would have been fine. So I want to point that out in Pshat, Lamaisa. Because you look up the Gemara, it wasn't Megal Das. So, Lamaisa, what comes out, it's interesting that in a case where This type of category where you don't have to do a Tanai Kafel, this type of category where there's no need to do a Tanai Kafel, you just have to do a little bit of a Tanai, why is it so Why is it so that that's the din? Halacha l'maisa. If you contrast that where you need a t'nai kafel, let's say it's also an umdun n'muchach. Basically what Tais is saying, if you have an umdun n'muchach semi or quasi, you only have to do one side of a t'nai. You don't need a t'nai kafel. If it's an umdun n'muchach mamish, you don't need a t'nai kafel at all. So in a case where, let's say the situation is where it's considered to be one-sided, halacha l'maisa, and you don't do a t'nai kafel, why is it, if there's an umdun n'muchach, why is it that not making a t'nai kafel, is it a problem? Let's say I had an umdun n'muchach. Let's say there is an umdun n'muchach. Why is that considered to be a problem? Let's say in the case where you required a t'nai kafel, let's say you had an umdun n'muchach. Tosfos says you don't have an umdun n'muchach. Let's say you had an umdun n'muchach. The pshat is that, say the Rashba and the Ran, and Tosfos is saying the same thing, that when you don't have a t'nai kafel, it's showing a kilkel. It's mekalki your das, and you don't want this maisa to be fulfilled. By the fact, any time you require a t'nai kafel and you don't do a t'nai kafel, that shows that you don't want this maisa to be mekuyim unless there is a t'nai. Even if you have an umdun muach, the umdun muach is wrong. That's what I want to bring out from the pshat that Tosfos has these three levels. It depends upon, let's say you had an umdun muach, it doesn't make a difference. That's the chiddush that Tosfos here wants to bring out. So the truth is, with this in mind, you can understand the Rambam very well, because the Rambam claims, in Hilchos Shisa's in Perek Vav, that any time you say me'akshav, and kol omra amanas is considered me'akshav dami, there's no requirement of a t'nai kafel. What's the pshat? The svara is because when you do a maisa, when you do a maisa and you hinge it on a t'nai, do you want that maisa to be delayed till you do it tonight? That t'nai better be stark. But if the mice is going to be mekuyim and chal right now, there's no requirement to have mishpatei tanoi. That's the svara the Rambam says. Anytime you say almanas, as kamei achshav tami, you don't need mishpatei tanoi. So if that's the case, you can answer according to the Rambam, like the Tosfos asks there in the Kiddushin. He says, what do you do about esrog? And esrog, we say, you give it matan almanas lahachshav, if you don't return it, you're not yotzei. What's the pshat? That wasn't mishpatei tanoi. According to the Rambam, it says almanas, you don't need mishpatei tanoi. This mishnah in Kiddushin, it doesn't say you need a t'nai kafel. The Mishnah, which is commented about you're going up to make aliyah with the property. Because you said almanas. Whenever you say almanas, you don't need mishpatei tanoim. So memeila, halacha, that's what Tais is saying. You have no problem of esrog. You have no kasha of esrog, according to the Rambam. You have no kasha of the Mishnah Kedushin. And the truth of the matter is, you don't have at all, this concept of, where's the Mishnah? The Mishnah didn't even make a t'nai. As I said, Tosfos understood that if you made the t'nai, if you elucidated the t'nai, that you sell the house on the notion of make aliyah, it'll be fine. Tosfos is assuming you made the t'nai. So according to the Rambam, you don't need to have any mishpatei t'nai if you sell manas is kol me'akshav dami. But our Tosfos is saying there are three levels, and you can't say, oh, there might be an umdun n'muchach. So what if I didn't do mishpatei t'nai? The fact, if you require mishpatei t'nai, the fact, and you don't do it, that shows that halacha l'maisa, you don't have it to be mekuyim at all the maisa without doing this tonight. It's a mekalkel das. That's the lashon that the Ran and the Rashba say the feirush. Okay, so now that we have this, so if we go weiter now in the Gemara, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that, and there's a machloikish Rashi Taisim shot in the Gemara. Gemara quotes the story. Next story. Tashmadu b'tzurasa David ben Arda Zavinu kuliam laftan hachu l'sof asuchiti amadu v'nachman dinu dohadri aftini l'marayu. So the Gemara thought they have a riot. The Gemara says, no, hasam nam izvini b'tos David gloi milsa d'arba b'akule havekaini. It already was in transit the week. Ihachi. Now what's the Ihachi? Rashi learned this b'nichusa. No one's going to buy the stuff. You think there's a famine's coming? So according to Rashi, and according to Tosfos as well, there's a concept called Mekachtos in Tanai. And the Poshup Shot is, Rabbi Kiveger learns in the Madura Tinyana that Mekachtos is midin t'nai. It's like a built-in t'nai. And Beis Halevi in Chelek Gimel, Simon Gimel argues and claims that Mekach Tosin is not based on t'nai. It's a separate concept. It's a separate concept completely. So, it's interesting that if you learn like the Beis HaLevi, I think the Pshat and the Gemara is beautiful. The Gemara is working with the Tanai, and then the Gemara says, what's the Raya from the story? That's a Tos. Lashon HaGemara is the Tos. Lashon HaGemara is Tos. And the way Rashi learns is that the Yachi is Benichusa. So what it means is you have no Raya. So you have no Raya, it's very difficult to psak. The Hilchus HaZavin will start the Hadrizvini. According to Rashi, that we slugged up the Raya. But despite that, the Gemara says, the psak is we rescind the sale. Not just if the Tos, it was in transit, all the time. The Ritval points out that the psak halacha is against the flow of the Gemara, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, we slug up the Raya. And despite that, the Gemara says, Hilchachaz Zavin will start Chazuzi, Haji Zvini. It doesn't make a difference. According to the Ritval, according to Rashi, it's slug up. Tosis in the bottom, Yachi, learns Yachi was Akasha. So that means that the Gemara was what? Asking Akasha. And therefore, the Gemara was saying, at the end of the day, we go back to the rule, and therefore the shlug up is not a shlug up, and the hilchoso works very well. So it's a machloekis Rashi Tosfos what the pshat in the Gemara is. The Ritvah, in fact, quotes Balei HaTosfos that says, the way Rashi learns up the Gemara, it's very hard, it's not matsui that you'll have such a situation that, you know, you have a close-by city, and the stuff was sent. No one heard about the fact there was a famine? That's what the Ritvah quotes Balei HaTosfos. So I'm just pointing out in the Pshat, Lamaisa Rashi, Lamaisa is a little bit difficult because the Ritva points out the Pesach Halacha is mamish against what Rashi's slugging, according to Rashi, the Gemara slugged up the Raya because the Yach is Benichusa. According to Tosis, the Gemara is going back to what? Slugging up the slug up, therefore the rule remains solid. But I want to bring out the Lumdus being that the simplest reading of the Gemara is, I think works well. That according to Bissalevi, Lamaisa, the Gemara tried to slug it up, and what did the Gemara say? That this whole sugya is midin tanai, as we said from Tosfos, and the Gemara said Tosfos lays down three levels, three principles. Gemara slugs up the Raya because that's a tos. Tos is different than tanai. But then the Gemara makes an about face and makes the psak and says no hilchos is oven. So what? How do you learn up the maskanas of Gemara? So maybe you can learn up the maskanas of Gemara like who goes back like the Beis HaLevi halacha lemaisa that it's considered to be tos. You learn back like the Rebbe Kivega that tos and mekach tos. Is the same thing. Mekach Tos and Tanai is the same halacha. Tos and Tanai is the same halacha. According to what, the Gemara reads well, Lamaisa, that you could have said it's between Tanai and Gemara slugs it up. No, it's between Tos. That's exactly like the Beis HaLevi. They're two different institutions. Mekach Tos has nothing to do with Tanai. But then the Gemara says, Pesach, no, it's the same din. That works well like Rabbi Kivager. I'm saying the way the Gemara works in the Havamin and the Maskana, and the way we actually paskin, you turn around, works with this institution of whether it's a Tanai or whether it's Tos. And the truth is, Tos is laying down the three principles. That last principle, which is Umdu Demucha, where you give all your property away to Mr. X and you find out you have a child, that's L'chura Mekach Tos. That's Midin Tanai. L'chura, that's a riot to Rabbi Kivega, the way Tos puts everything together. So I'm saying at the end of the day, you have our story is Tanai, we slug it up with Tos, and then the Pesach Halakha is that it's the same thing. So that's exactly like Rabbi Kivager. And Tosis puts it together. Even though I would have said it's a Mekach Tos. Seems to be all the same institution. Midin Tanai, Midin Mekach Tos. According to Beis HaLevi, you're going to have to reread the Gemara a little bit. You're going to have to reread the Gemara according to Beis HaLevi. Poshim Pshat, the Beis HaLevi will have to say the Pshat in the Gemara. The Beis HaLevi will have to say Pshat in the Gemara. That the Tos, Lamaisa, as we said, is not Midin Tanai. So he'll have to reread the Gemara and Rabbi Kivager Lachura seems to be Pashup Shad Lamaisa. So you're gonna have to, you know, because Tosus puts it all together like Rabbi Kivager, the Beis HaLevi will have to reread the Tosus, but the Gemara seems to be with before the Pesach Halacha seems to distinguish between Tos and Tanai, even though the Hilchos, as I said, comes out that it's the same thing. But before the Hilchos seems like they're two different institutions. Okay. So that's Lamaisa the Pshat, the Mahalach wanted to suggest in the Gemara. Now there's one other Mahalach I wanted to get to, and that is the Gemara earlier slugged up Rav Papa, Zraya, because Rav Papa did Lifnei Mishur Zadin. So I saw a beautiful Mahalach from the Rav Roshi Rav Bakshi Doron in his Sefer Binyana, beautiful Mahalach about the concept of Lifnei Mishur Zadin. So I wanted to say it over. There is 2 days in the Ramah in Choshen Mishpat, it's Simen Yud Beis, as to whether we could be kofa a guy to do lifnei mishuras hadin. Are we allowed to be kofa? On one hand, if you're kofa a guy lifnei mishuras hadin, what's the difference between that and shuras hadin? So the pashtus is we shouldn't be able to be kofa a guy to do lifnei mishuras hadin. That's the pashtus. That's what we would, with poshut shot, we would assume. And it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Reish Nun Tes, in Sif Hei and Choshen Mishput, he points out, Afal Pishem Min Adin, but Makav Sherov Akum Mitsuyin. You're in a situation where over Akum. Filu Nosin Yisrael Bo Simin Eno Chayv Lahachser. There's no Chiv to Achser. V'tov V'yosher Lasos Lefnim Yishur Sadin, Lahachser Yisrael Shenosin Bo Simin. So the Bechaber writes as an Indian to be Lefnim Yishur Sadin and return it even though it's Rov Akum and you can keep it. And the Moss says, Ba'aga, Vimhu Ani Ubala Veda, Asher, Ain Sarach Lasos Lefnim Yishur Sadin. The Ani is a poor guy, let him keep it. So he's Medayik, Rabakshi Doron, and Simon Samaches, and Chelek Aleph. The fact that the Mechaber is not Mechalik between Ani and Asher holds across the board that you should do Lefnim Yishur Sadin. Whether you're an Ani or whether you're an Asher, you should give it back. Halacha L'maisa. That's what he wants in Medayik from the Mechaber. So what's that machlokes mechaber amah all about? That's number one. Number two, where is the marker of lefnim mishuras hadin in Shas? He points out the Gemara above Metzia Lamanim at Beis. Vodat lehem es aderech yelchu bo v'samasa shayasun. Es samaisa ze adin es shayasun zu lefnim mishuras hadin. So the Shagasari points out that the chiyuv of lefnim mishuras hadin is adin d'yoraisa. Why else would Yerushalayim been destroyed? Shagasari, the Stechemet slugs that up and says, the Gemara says, Av HaGarim. Who says that was the main reason? It's not a Raya Brewer that it's the Arisa. But nonetheless, he points out beautifully that the Gemara there in Bav Metzia and Chavdal and Beis has a story where Yudav Eshokel V'Ozel Basa Damar Shmuel B'Shuka D'Bei Disa Amalei Matzah Kanarnak Imao Amalei Hareshel Elu Shalom Bo Yisrael V'Nasa Masim Amalei Chayim L'Hakser Frek the Gemara Tarte Amalei Flim Shur Sadin. So even though Maker Adin, the guy who found it, could have kept it. However, the Gemara says a Lashon Chayiv. Now Chayiv might be talking about Adam Choshev, but you see already there might be an Indian to be Kofa on the Lefnim Yishur Sadin. So what is this notion to be Kofa on the Lefnim Yishur Sadin according to one day in the Ramah? And according to number two Kashas, what's this Machlokes Mechaber Ramah where it's Rov Akum? So he wants to say the following. He wants to say the Shaila of the Lefnim Yishur Sadin depends upon whether basically it's a din klali or a din prati. To go above the letter of the law, is that just a general din to be going with chesed? Or do we assume it becomes, when I'm going above the letter of law, I become subsumed in that particular mitzvah that I'm being machmer on? You have this a lot, this shaila, whether Isser klali, Isser prati, machlok is baal mor ramban, by yarek val yavram, lifnei iver d'avodah zarah. Someone takes a gun to my hand and says, do lifnei iver d'avodah zarah, do I have to give up my life? If it's an Isser klali, no. If it's an Isser prati, yes. Rav Zalman Nechem Yishlita said that over Machlokes Baal Mor Ramban. You have the Machlokes, the Ritvin Ravan by Chinuch. When you're Machana kids, do you have to give them a non-borrowed lulav, or can you give them even borrowed? Is it a din klali, then I can give them even a borrowed one. If it's a din prati, I get all the mitzvahs and dikduka. Right, there's a Machlokes Ritvin Baal Eitaisvus by Lifnei Iver. Does that make you a bar chiyuva to be over Lifnei Iver? Legabe Ein Shlich Levar Aveira, the case of Bob Metziah Yudim and Beis. To be over Baal, Lifnei Iver, does that make you a Bar Chiyuva? It's in order to say Ein Shlich Levar Aveira. That's a Machlokes Ritvin, the Baal HaTosis in Bav Metzia, on Yudim and Beis. This is all revolve upon this Shiloh, whether it's considered Yisr Klal, Yisr Prati. Tosis says, being over Lifnei Iver does not make you a Bar Chiyuva, because it's an Yisr Klal. Ritva says, you are a Bar Chiyuva, because it's Yisr Prati. So you have this Machlokes all the time. So he says a beautiful pshat. He says, when you engage with Lefnim Yishur Sadin, what is it? He wants to say, that's the machloikis, the machaber in Ramah. According to the Ramah, when you engage in doing something with Lefnim Yishur Sadin, so what are you doing? According to the Ramah, you are engaging in general chesed. However, according to the machaber, you are engaging in the actual mitzvah, let's say, be Ashavas Aveda. So he says, that's Gufa the Machloikis. So if you say like this, then you can understand, Halacha L'maisa, that's the Machloikis. Because when you are Kofa on Lefnim Yishur HaSadin, so L'maisa, what's the difference between Lefnim Yishur HaSadin and what? And Shur HaSadin. It doesn't make any sense. That's if it's considered to be what? Considered to be subsumed under the same mitzvah. But if it's a general mitzvah of being a good guy, so that's like kofan on meat of stone. So then you can understand why you could be kofan on that. Halacha l'maisa. And you only do it by a wealthy guy, a baal yecholus. So in that situation, halacha l'maisa, you understand that it makes sense that the Ramah says that it's a chiyuv klali. The Mechaber doesn't distinguish between ani and an usher. Why doesn't he distinguish between ani and usher? He doesn't distinguish between ani and usher because he held halacha l'maisa, it's subsumed under the mitzvah, it's a chiyuv prati, and therefore we're not machalik. We shouldn't be machalik. And with this in mind, he's masbra another machalik, is Mechaber amalishitasso. In Simon Reish Samech Gimel Siv Gimel, there's a machloikis, the Mechaber, and the Ramah about Zakin and Lenin Thik Foto. A Tamachochim to pick up something that would be embarrassing to him, he's Potter. But can he be Machmer? So this is a machloikis, the Rambam, the Rosh. The Rambam in Hilchos Kzeilav Aveda, Pirkir Alva Yid Zayin, says Beferish, that a Chosid Machsa Aveda B'chol Mokom, Fni Mishur Sedin. Why? So the Rambam's of the opinion, halacha l'maisa, and this is, the Rambam holds, that it's considered to be subsumed under the mitzvah, and therefore if you're doing a mitzvah, that's never a chil Hashem. But a Rosh says in Bav Metzia that it's usser. The Rosh says it's usser because you're engaging in what? In above the letter of the law to be du ben adam l'chavero, but if that's going to be a zilzul, you have no right to do that. The Rosh says in Bav Metzia, Pirik Beis, Simon Chaf Aleph. The year Elisha came to Patra Atir Zaka Shane Lazazza Bechvoto, Asarush Mazazza Bechvot Atir, Bamakh Shane Chiv. Shub Sufik Maman Chaver Shane Chaibo, Loyazazza Beisr. So you see, Beferish, that this also is a Machlek, is Machaber Ramah and Reish Samach Gimel Sif Gimel Lishitasso. Is the din of Fathim Shur Sadin a din Klal, or is it din Prat? If it's a din Klal, you have no ability to be Machmer if you're a Tamachachim. If it's a din Prat, I'm doing a mitzvah. Why should that be a problem? Should be a problem, Bechlal. Allah Cholamais. That's good for the Machloikis, the Mechaber and the what? Mechaber and Ramah, it's really the Machloikis, Mechaber, Ramam and the Rosh, Allah Cholamais. It's interesting, Lamai, because, you know, the Chavis Yoyer writes that the, it's a whole shiloh about what does the Rosh mean, when you're not Mezalzel, but covered. The Bir Halacha in Simon Reish Nun says the Rosh is limited only to Aveda and Teina, picking up packages. But the Chavis Yorin, Simin Reish Hei, says, according to the Rosh, Ein L'chachem L'zazu V'chvara Fil L'tzorach Mitzvah. We know many Chachamim did it. He says they did it inside, they didn't do it B'fnei Tzibor. That's very difficult, because there are many stories that, you know, Amoraim built Micahs outside. But that's the Machloikis we have between the Mechaber and the Ramah. So this also is in Simin, it's in the Mitzvah about Teina too as well, picking up packages. And that's Simon as well, in Simon Reish Beis Ayin Sif Gimel. And then of picking up packages, can you be Machmarachos also by Zakin and Enel Thik Foto? It's also a Machlaikis Mechaber Amal. So he builds up his whole Mahalach Mechaber Amal the Shitasso. With this in mind, you can prep for the Taisus. Taisus in Sanhedrin, Taisus in Bob Metzia, Adaf Chavdalim and Beis, says very beautifully, Dimaskal Fnim, he says, sometimes we quote the pasuk of Fnim Yishur Sadim, sometimes not. Why does the Gemara quote it sometimes and sometimes not? So Tosfos says, V'yishlomo dul oisi kra asher tasun el b'makom she'acherim chayavim v'hu pater. Kader b'yishmo b'rev Yoshi she'zokin en thik foto. V'hu asel Fnim Yishur Sadim. Kimo acherim. V'hocha b'shmaitzen, says Tosfos, da'adrinu b'atrei asar yarke shaita kuli ama nami p'turim l'hochi l'maisi kra. So when everyone's potter, there's no marker. But if everyone is chayiv and one Talmud Chacham is potter, then we quote the pasuk. What's the lamdus? So he wants to say like this, says Rav Bakshi Daron. In a situation where everyone's potter, where there's no chayiv at all of hashiv tashiv hashivim, then there's no chayiv hashivim of Thim Mishur Sadin from the pasuk. The pasuk's mechayiv mitzvah shavas avedin of Thim Mishur Sadin. When it's gimelus chesiv, you don't need a pasuk. But when it, what, when you need a pasuk, that's the mechayiv that it's mikra din hashavas aveda. So according to Tosfos, you have these two dinim. When the pasuk is from Yashur Yasun halacha l'maisa, that means you yotze what yotze the mitzvah of hashavas aveda. But when it's l'fnim Yeshua Sadin halacha l'maisa, everyone is potter. That's the din gimel chesed. You don't need a pasuk for that at all. So that depends upon this din klal din prati. So when the Gemara says by us, the Gemara trying to bring a raya from Rav Papa. The Rav Papa, Adra Niyaleh, the Gemara says, Rav Papa did it, Lifnei Mishur HaSadin, who David. The Gemara doesn't quote the Pasuk. Gemara doesn't quote a pasuk because the pasuk shot is what he did was what? It was a general din to be a good person and to be gomel chesed. So that's a general din of gomel chesed. I don't know what it would be here. Hilchos mechira. It's not a din of hilchos mechira or hilchos, you know, whatever it is, hilchos, you know, transactions. But this is, the Gemara doesn't quote a pasuk because it's a general din of being a baal chesed. Rav Tversky Shlita once pointed out, you know, we talk about the Ramban of Kedoshim Tiyu. So he pointed out the Ramban that she tells the Sefer Dvarim that it's not just a recommendation of Kaddish Atzim Chumutal, it's Mamish Achiyuv. So when we talk about Al-Fnim Mishur Zedin, that we're saying it's not from the puzzle, to be a good guy, it's not just a recommendation. It's a Chiyuv to be a good guy. That Chiyuv is to be a good guy, but that Chiyuv to be a good guy, we're saying is a general din of Gimulus Chesed. It's not subsumed under a particular mitzvah. But don't think that that's just a general to be a good guy. That's a Taka Chiyuv Mamish. So that's what we have, Lomaisel got Lefnim Yishur Sedin. So we spoke about the Sugya Menei Obey, about the Tanai, about Lefnim Yishur Sedin, all the Nafkaminis we have about Karkin, Metabolin, and what comes out from the Sugya, whether Tanai and Tos are the same institution, or are they what? Are they different? Okay, everyone have a good night. Yeah.
I mean, one of the categories is it is umdan on the mukha. You don't need anything.
Right.
How could I thought Rabbi was saying at one point that it's a tilkul if you don't have the